Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank is the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Boy, when you play this Baltimore team, Tito, and it's only one time now that we've seen them, they'll keep you on the edge of their seat, won't they? It feels like the whole game, they're one swing away from a big inning.
Well, and that's because they are. I mean, when you go through the middle of that order, there's some serious thunder there. And, you know, if you make your pitches, you usually feel like you can get them out. But if you make a mistake, or like last night, you know, Zach left the fastballs middle up, boy, they can hurt you to all fields because they're strong. And if they get those arms extended, it doesn't matter which way they hit it. They can hit it out or they can hit it with authority all directions.
Is the key with Zach, even though primarily he's a one-pitch pitcher, still all about command? Because that one pitch is still a pretty darn good fastball.
Yeah, and he's worked hard, you know, with his changeup and his breaking ball. But with Zach, when he's commanding his fastball, he's good to go. And because he can, you know, when he's good, he can throw to different quadrants or in, out, up, down. And he has so much life to it. But last night he got caught where he wasn't getting in off the plate, and he was allowing them to extend their arms. And when they do that, man, it's just they're so big and strong they can really hurt you, and they did.
Well, and today we see a guy that obviously we're all very familiar with. People can say whatever they want about Ubaldo Jimenez, but his second half in 2013 was a big reason this Indians club got to postseason, wasn't it?
Oh, man. I give Mickey and Ubaldo a lot of credit because, you know, he was kind of a polarizing figure here because it was a big trade and everything. But that second half, he reeled together some pretty good starts. And without that, we weren't getting to that playoff game.
What have your scouting reports said about him? Because he's struggling here lately, especially.
Yeah, you know what? He has, and with Ubaldo, you really got to be patient. Because if you get impatient, all of a sudden you start – there's a lot of deception there. I mean, we've all seen him. There's a lot of moving parts. You know, the same thing that probably – makes it hard for him to repeat things also makes it hard for hitters because there's arms and legs flying everywhere.
Terry, the Indians have had their share of strikeouts. Baltimore set an incredible record over the three games in Houston, striking up 52 times in three games. And as I mentioned, I mean, even a guy like Jason Kipnis has had more strikeouts this year than in the past. Is that just the way this game has evolved now where maybe the strikeout there isn't as big a deal made about it as to even when you played, Terry?
I do think the game's changing, like the perception or the way players come up. They, you know, I think as young players, you know, getting paid to hit the ball at the ballpark. But I also think the pitching is so good. You know, it used to be where if you could grind out the starter and get to the bullpen, you felt pretty good. Now, sometimes not so sure. Even if you get there early, you got a lot of guys coming in throwing really hard. Okay, maybe they don't always command enough to be a starter, but that doesn't mean they can't go out there for an inning, face three or four hitters, and be throwing 95, 97, and that can be something to deal with. So, and you see it league-wide.
Well, that's a great point, Terry, because we used to say with Kansas City, it's sometimes even a five-inning game. But it seems like we're talking about this with every team you're facing. Baltimore, another prime example. Do you feel now in the game of baseball – you better do damage in those first five or six innings or you're in trouble?
Well, and you don't feel like that during a game because you never, you know, you always feel like even last night against O'Day, we had a chance. I mean, Jimenez really hit a hard ball to second that Scope made a nice play. But you're right. I mean, and I feel like, you know, we feel the same way with Cody and Sean, mm-hmm. those guys. But bullpens, teams understand the importance. And when you have a lead, There's not much worse than when you have a lead giving it back, and teams are understanding that. And so some of these teams are not – it's not just the closer and the setup man anymore. You're trying to get deeper and deeper. One, you know there's going to be attrition, and the other one is you just give yourself a chance every night if you throw a good arm out there.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's your KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. Tribe and Orioles, it's coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.